Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company. From America, for America.
Going up. Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Good morning, DMV. You're tapped into the youngest of Charles and L. Willingham right here on 106.7 The Fan. We're also simulcasting on our sister station, the Team 980. Number to get at us, 1-800-636-1067. You can tweet at me as well. It is at N-E-L-L underscore BTP. A lot to get to as I take you up to 1 p.m. Eastern time before the DOC, Rick Doc Walker, takes over from there. A lot to get to here over the next couple of hours. If you were with us yesterday, plenty of good conversation on the phones about RFK 2.0 and where things currently stand. I'm sure we'll touch on that a little bit more before we get out of here. But just to revisit some of yesterday's conversation for a second here. We took a bunch of calls yesterday. It's always great on a Saturday afternoon when the phone lines are loaded and people are engaged and excited about a topic. The one thing I was saying, I mentioned this yesterday while we were on, the offseason is where the football offseason, rather, is where these, I guess I would call them off-topic conversations come up. Stadium, name, things of that nature. Just from my experience talking about both, taking calls on both, people are a hell of a lot nicer about RFK than they are about the name. Like, people are a lot more, you know, understanding. People are, you know, a lot more willing to hear the other side of the argument. So, shout out to all of you that chimed in with this yesterday. That was absolutely awesome. Where things currently stand, I feel like because there's such a strong momentum towards this thing getting done, because so many different people want this new stadium deal to get done, I think it gets done. But as we highlighted yesterday, and I'm sure if you've listened to our local programming throughout the week between the Junkies, Grant and Danny, B. Mitch and Finley, I'm sure you have heard the other side of the argument, so to speak. And as I laid it out here yesterday, that other side of the argument is just as important as those folks who are in favor of the new stadium deal. Like, I will continue to say, it's not like you're dropping a Chipotle, you know, right here on Half Street. It's not what this is. It's a sports and entertainment Taj Mahal. Big time money is involved. Big time risk is involved anytime you have that type of, you know, investment. But the one thing I continue to believe about this, I reiterated a moment ago, it's going to get done no matter what. The problem right now, what we discussed a lot yesterday, it's kind of evil of me, pitting both sides against each other. What we continue to hear is that there's not enough support amongst council members for this deal to get done right now. If it was to get voted on this morning, May the 4th of 2025, it wouldn't go through. Why wouldn't it go through? That's kind of where my issue currently lies. The investment that Josh Harris and company are providing the city of D.C. on behalf of the Commanders would be the single largest private investment in D.C. history. So, great call yesterday. I wish I can remember where he was calling from and what his name was so I can give him the proper credit. But a caller described D.C. turning down this deal as potentially the biggest fumble in the history of the city. No pun intended, right? Fumble football, it's cute, isn't it? But, like, it realistically, it would be. Realistically, it would be when you think about the opportunity that's available to you, the return on investment, that possibility. All of it, I think, is on the table, and it's a great deal for the city. The one thing that people continue to push back on, though, is D.C. in any sort of position to make this sort of investment from their own people? So right now, if we had to split the numbers or percentages, D.C. would be paying or would be footing 24% of the bill. The Commanders would be footing the other 76, which is tremendous math, tremendous odds for you if you are D.C., which is why I continue to say, and the caller, you know, alluded to this yesterday, it would be a major, major fumbling of the bag because straight up, you're not going to get a better deal than this. This current stadium deal that is on the table is the best stadium deal that's been levied out over the past decade.
I want to get the numbers on this because, I don't know, maybe I'm naive in this situation. This has to be completely unprecedented, right? What's the largest private investment a team has ever made into a stadium? Like, this has to be up there as one of the bigger ones, right?
It absolutely is, which is why...
That's what's so confusing about this.
Well, it's just politics. It's so frustrating because there is this, I don't know if I'm using the right word to describe it. I look at it as just pure greed. I look at it as pure greed. That's like understanding, hey, you know, the retail price on these Jordans are $250. But Store X is offering it to me for $200, but I really want it for $185. Like, that's kind of how this is going. And I get it from DC's perspective, right? It is the job of those council members to fight for the best deal possible for the residents of DC. So I understand it. That's why I, like, almost feel dirty using the word greedy, because it's like, well, this is their job. This is what they're supposed to do. I'd be upset if they weren't fighting to get every penny possible out of the Commanders. I just worry, and I guess it's really nothing to worry about when you consider the situations here. If this was a real bidding war, so to speak, for the rights to the new Commanders Stadium, DC going back to the negotiating table after the Commanders offered this historic investment, that would cause them to lose it to another jurisdiction, potentially Maryland, Virginia. But we all know Virginia never really was in the conversation for this. And then Maryland just doesn't have – this is where I go back and forth. I'm double talking almost, because the whole process and the whole timeline of this thing, I've always felt like, well, Maryland's in the best position to give out a sizable investment from their taxpayers, and they have the space and the land and the surrounding areas to make this a quick transition. When I say quick transition, I mean easy. I know the timeline currently is 2030. Would it be 2030 if they were building a new stadium at the current Northwest Stadium complex? Probably not. It's all fascinating to me because at the end of the day, I just want a new stadium. At the end of the day, I just want top-of-the-line stuff for my team. But as I'm noticing in this town, when it comes to non-football items, you can't get everyone to be on the same page for nothing. It's so amazing. That's why I continue to credit you all for being as strong as you were on the phones. People come out of the woodworks with these conversations. Folks I've never heard from before. So I guess that's my fault if I never made you want to call in up until this point, but welcome. It's always top of the line when it comes to off-season conversation. And I'll be real, I thought, well, maybe stadium talk, name talk, maybe that only drives the conversation in the off-season because we've been god-awful for several years at a time. It's not the case at all. Fresh off an NFC championship game. And this is the most hot-button topic right now when it comes to the Washington Commanders. Not about which free agent signing will be most impactful. Not about, you know, Jaden Daniels MVP odds next year. Not about win totals. We're talking about the stadium. A stadium that ain't going to be ready for 5 years.
I have no worries at all about this stadium deal getting done. What you bring up is interesting about how the hot button topic right now is the stadium. It's because the franchise is on the precipice. I mean, it already has gone through this turnaround. It's one of the best organizational turnarounds in sports history. But the thing with the stadium, why I'm not worried about it, is because Josh Harris and this ownership group, new ownership that we had long awaited for here in our nation's capital, they get stuff done. It took a Hail Mary to get this bill through the Senate. Elon Musk kiboshed the entire thing hours before it was supposed to pass, and they still got it done at 1 in the morning. What does that tell you? They're going to get this done through the council. I'm fully confident in that.
Well, they have the support of a...
They'll grease some hands.
They have the support of a certain obese president. He wants it to get done as well.
Does he?
Yes.
Okay.
Which is why the whole Elon thing is kind of like, huh?
That's news to me, Linnell. I'm kind of surprised.
That's my understanding of it. Maybe someone can call in and tell me I'm completely crazy. 1-800-636-1067. Like, to me, this gets done to me because there are just too many folks that want it to happen. That's the thing. When there's enough momentum towards something, it gets done. When there's enough momentum towards something, it gets done. Point blank, period. That's what's going to happen with RFK 2.0. We were having a conversation yesterday about, well, what do we call RFK 2.0? Because we know for damn sure we can't call it we can't call it RFK 2.0. That's not a very good name. So I was thinking, we had took bunch of calls on this yesterday as well. Took a couple of calls, rather, on this yesterday as well. You can chime in at 1-800-636-1067. RFK. The command center is like the easy name that folks continue to go with. That's the easy one that folks continue to go with. The only reason I would say no to the command center is because if you're a mark of the team like I am, there is a show on YouTube titled The Command Center. It is the Commanders team coverage, so that can't be the name. I'm not sure, though, what we would call this thing. More importantly, though, name aside, shtick aside, because that was kind of shtick. Name aside, shtick aside, the stadium is going to get built. Is it ready by 2030? I don't know. I honestly wish that there was another option in this fight. And I know that's going to rub some people the wrong way, but I've long felt like, you know what? I never really cared where the stadium was going to be. That was never my cup of tea, so to speak. I've always been a guy of the belief and of the mindset of, if you win games, people are going to come to whatever stadium. That's what's most important. What's always been most important to me is the football. Now that the football is back on track, we can give this a little bit more attention. I just hope moving forward, and this is going to sound like it's going to sound like a shot in the gut to some people. I get it. For all of you clamoring and crying at times about the stadium, I hope you show up. I hope you show up. Because for as excited as you all are about a stadium, you sure as hell don't go to Northwest. And the team was good last year. So what's the excuse? 1-800-636-1067 is the number. Seriously, I mean that. That is a personal challenge to every member of this Washington Commanders fan base. Those of you out there that are stay on hold for an hour a day during shows to get your thoughts on this stadium, I hope you show up. I sincerely do. Because if you don't, all of this is for nothing. Seriously. People have to show up. There's no guarantee that people show up. We had a winning product last year and people wouldn't show up to Northwest Stadium. Will they show up to something new and fancy and shiny? 1-800-636-1067. I've been thinking about this, and we'll take your calls on this on the other side of the break. The opportunity that RFK 2.0 presents is honestly amazing. From an economic standpoint, from a, hey, let's be excited about something standpoint, all of it's great. It's going to do more to benefit the city than it is to hurt the city. So I think we're all on the same page with that. Get your thinking caps on here real quick as we take your calls on the other side of the break. RFK 2.0 is going to be a sports and entertainment Taj Mahal that is capable of hosting some of the biggest sporting events in the country. WrestleMania, the Final Four, the Super Bowl. Which major sports event are you most looking forward to seeing here in the nation's capital after the completion of RFK 2.0? 1-800-636-1067. WrestleMania will be on the table, right? The Final Four will be on the table. College football playoff will be on the table. Which premier global sporting event do you want to see come to our nation's capital now that we have the chance to get it here because of RFK 2.0? Your call's on that next.
Looking for a job is lonely. Endless searching, phone calls that go nowhere, applications that vanish into thin air. What if you could link with dozens of local companies who are hiring right now with just one connection? That's Express Employment Professionals. Find us at expresspros.com. One connection, endless opportunities, and no fees ever for job seekers. Express Employment Professionals. Expresspros.com.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Making financial decisions shouldn't feel like picking a TV show. Too many options, too much hype, and no way to know what's actually good. NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast cuts through the clutter. Their finance journalists break through real-world money decisions with clear, research-backed insights. From investing to home buying to credit cards, the nerds help you navigate major financial decisions with confidence. Leave TV to fate. Leave your next financial move to the nerds. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.
Hi, this is Javon, your Blinds.com design consultant.
Oh, wow, a real person.
Yep, I'm here to help with everything from selecting the perfect window treatments to...
Well, I've got a complicated project.
No problem. We make the complex simple. I can even help schedule a professional measure and install.
I didn't realize you did that.
We can also send you samples fast and free.
Wow, I mean, I always thought I needed a designer to come to my home, but scheduling's always a nightmare.
Not with Blinds.com. We're on your schedule, and there's no haggling, pressure, or hidden fees either.
Hmm. I just might have to do more.
Whatever you need. How about you tell me what you had in mind?
Okay, then. So the first room we're looking at is for guests coming over, and I'm thinking of something...
Blinds.com has covered over 25 million windows, all backed by a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Shop Blinds.com now and get up to 50% off with minimum purchase. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Just get rolling here on 106.7 The Fan. We're always live and free on the Odyssey app as well. You're tapped into the youngest in Charles and L. Willingham. I'll take you up to 1 p.m. Eastern time. Number to call us, 1-800-636-1067. A lot more to get to. Open things up, talking a little bit about the stadium. And, of course, you all are up bright and early, ready to talk stadium. And I was making a joke about it before we started the show that, you know, this is what moves the needle. Stadium talk is what people care about in the offseason. And now that it's not just some pipe dream or some fantasy, I'm not surprised that this is what people want to ultimately talk about. I think as we get closer to 2030, the, you know, anticipated opening of new said stadium, as we get closer to it, I honestly think the excitement for it will die off. I do. And I don't say that to try and kill the conversation. I just think at some point, you can only talk so much about one thing. There is another angle of this that I want to hit on that I'm not sure that I've heard anyone else hit on. You can call us at 1-800-636-1067. Tweet at me, too. It's at NELL_BTP. The potential for RFK 2.0 is limitless, right? I keep saying it every time I bring it up. I don't want to shortchange what it is by calling it a stadium. It's not a stadium that's being built. It is a sports and entertainment Taj Mahal. The opportunity to host WrestleMania. The opportunity to host the college football playoff, Final Fours, things of that nature. The draft. It's huge. It's absolutely huge. Of some of the major sporting events that I just listed, which one to you as fans would you most be excited about coming here to the DMV? 1-800-636-1067. I'll be very real with you. And this is going to make me sound like, it's going to make me sound like a guy that sits in his basement all day eating bonbons. But WrestleMania here? Are you kidding? The granddaddy of them all? I think, if I'm being honest about it, the event that I'd be most geeked up to have here in D.C. is WrestleMania. Knowing what WWE does and from a presentation standpoint and how cool the stage and all that looks like, it's just, it'd be an awesome event. And I'm a huge wrestling mark. I actually need to walk that back. I'm not a huge wrestling mark. I grew up on wrestling. WWF, this new wrestling that they have out nowadays, it's not my cup of tea, so to speak. But to be real, right, if it wasn't for WWF, I wouldn't even be in sports media. I fell in love with hearing good old Jim Ross doing play-by-play. I fell in love with hearing Michael Cole do play-by-play. Those two, if you all aren't familiar with them, long-time, historic WWF ring announcers. So if it wasn't for WWF, I wouldn't be in this thing right now. So wrestling does have a special place in your boy's heart. In terms of the major sporting events that DC could host as a result of RFK 2.0, I think WrestleMania may be at the top of the list for me. What say you? 1-800-636-1067. $2.7 billion investment is on the table. It would be the single largest investment in DC's history. All to get RFK 2.0 back in action. All to make RFK a thing. Part of the benefits of making RFK 2.0 a thing is the chance to host Final Four, WrestleMania, college football playoff, you name it. Which sporting event excites you the most that could potentially come here? Let's go to Tink in D.C. What's going on, Tink?
Okay.
In terms of the...
What's going on?
Hey, how y'all doing?
Good, man. How you doing?
All right. So what I'm thinking with this stadium, and I think, you know, D.C.'s probably going to drop the ball. And, you know, my thing with the traffic around there, I mean, that's going to be a terrible mess. It's already a mess. Oh. So I think that's going to be bad. So I'm not really a big fan of the RFK site. But with them closing the Six Flags abruptly, saying that it was a financial decision, and correct me if I'm wrong, I think Snyder might have had some interest in the Six Flags. But
he owned a part of Six Flags, if I'm not mistaken.
Okay. So they're closing the Six Flags. They have all that land that they said they're trying to figure out how they're going to develop that. We still have the Northwest Field up the street. I think Magic Johnson got some interest in the Boulevard that was up the street. I think they might start looking at that land to develop a massive...
Tink, I'll be very honest with you. I don't think they could seriously consider another jurisdiction unless D.C. just completely messes this up. No one wants the stadium anywhere else but D.C. When you have this type of momentum towards something, it's hard to see it not going through. Of the potential sporting events that could now come to our nation's capital as a result of a new football stadium, what excites you the most?
I'll say the Super Bowl. I really like to see a Super Bowl. Not that I'd be at the game, but just everything that surrounds
Super Bowl
that weekend. Yeah. I think that'll be bring a lot of energy and a lot of excitement, especially if we're playing.
For sure. Well, that's the hope, team. That's the hope. Enjoy the rest of your Sunday, brother. 1-800-636-1067 is the number. You tweet at me as well. It's at NELL_BTP. If I didn't get that up properly. It is at NELL_BTP. Which potential sporting event would you want to see come to our nation's capital as a result of RFK 2.0? Super Bowl, WrestleMania, Final Four, a lot of different things on the table here. What excites you the most about RFK 2.0? What potential sporting event excites you the most about RFK 2.0? Rick is in Gettysburg. What's going on, Rick?
Yeah, hello?
What's going on, Rick? How you doing?
Not bad.
You got me? Can you hear me?
Hello?
Rick, are you there, brother?
Yes, I am. I'm sorry. I turned my radio down. Yeah, yes, Trump did give the go-ahead for them to release the land. You got to realize that RFK was federal land. The district wasn't making any money off that land. They gave it back to the city once Dan was gone because no one was going to be able to give it to Dan. So now what they're – I don't know the exact details of the whole deal, but – what they're fighting over, I don't know if the $3 billion is just for the stadium or to build all the commercial interests. A lot of the money is in building retail, building residential, and who's going to own that? And what it is the district, of course, the council people are going to want moderately priced units. This is a fight that goes on all over the world. And, of course, the ownership is going to want the highest economic value. So they're going to fight over that. And exactly what the non-football, non-stadium portion of the place is. They haven't come out with a lot of the details, but the district's not making anything right now.
I hear what you're saying. I just, all of what you said is relevant. It's important. I just think it's very, very simple. Too many people want this to happen for it not to happen. So all of the financial hurdles that need to be cleared, it will happen because too many people want this to happen. And when important people, when the president is stepping in, it's going to get done. Rick, I appreciate your call as always, my man. I appreciate you as always. 1-800-636-1067. We'll take a quick timeout. When we come back, we will keep things on task. ladies and gentlemen, at 1-800-636-1067. Read a couple of tweets as well. It's at N-E-L-L underscore B-T-P. RFK 2.0 feels like we're in the red zone, at the goal line, in terms of this actually being a thing. One of the big benefits of a new football stadium, a new sports and entertainment Taj Mahal, is the opportunity to host some of the biggest sporting events in North America. The Super Bowl, WrestleMania, Final Four, college football playoff. Which sporting event excites you the most that could potentially be coming to D.C.? Your calls on that next.
Hey, everyone. Summer is just around the corner, and May's packed with reasons to celebrate. Whether you're firing up the grill for a backyard barbecue, soaking up the sun by the pool, or enjoying a long weekend with friends and family, Whole Foods Market makes it easy to kick off the season with great everyday prices on high-quality favorites, from fresh produce to grilling essentials. Let's dive into the savings and get your summer fun started right. Personally, I love how easy Whole Foods Market makes it to pull together a last-minute gathering. I was there recently picking up a few things for a cookout, and those yellow low-price signs are no joke. I grabbed their No Antibiotics Ever Ground Turkey and a few 365 by Whole Foods Market Organic Salad Kits. Honestly, so convenient and surprisingly affordable. The quality is still everything you'd expect, but I definitely felt like I was scoring a deal, which I love. Plus those yellow sale signs, I make a beeline for them now. Especially when I saw strawberries on sale, we went through two cartons in one day. Save on May celebrations with great everyday prices at Whole Foods Market.
It's no surprise that facial hair is personal. It grows from your face. Whether you're going smooth shaven or maintaining a beard, Dollar Shave Club offers shave and grooming products that are always high quality, but never overpriced. Visit DollarShaveClub.com and use promo code SHAVEUP for 20% off $20 or more. Instacart is on a mission to have you not leave the couch this basketball season. Because between the pregame rituals and the postgame interviews, it can be difficult to find time for everything else. So let Instacart take care of your game day snacks or weekly restocks, and get delivery in as fast as 30 minutes. Because we hear it's bad luck to be hungry on game day. So download the Instacart app today and enjoy $0 delivery fees on your first three orders. Service fees apply for three orders in 14 days. Excludes restaurants.
Baseball's number one digital destination is the MLB app. And this app's got game. Like game highlights, live games, fantasy games, and more.
The gem of a game!
This is baseball your way. With stats, scores, breaking news, and daily custom content that hits every time.
A monster shot!
Because here, you choose the teams and pick the players you want to follow.
All year long.
So when they catch it on the field,
what a catch!
You catch it on the MLB app. Download today. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
I'm Emma Greed, and I'm the host of the Aspire podcast, a show where I talk to the world's most brilliant minds about building the life of your dreams. Listen to and follow Aspire with Emma Greed, an Odyssey podcast, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
The number right here on 106.7 The Fan. We're also simulcasting on our sister station, the Team 980. You can tweet at me as well if you want to keep the conversation going off air. It is at N-E-L-L underscore B-T-P. You're tapped into the youngest in Charles and L. Willingham. I'll take you up to 1 p.m. Eastern time before the DOC, Rick Doc Walker, takes you away from there. A lot more to get to as we roll throughout the program, as we take you around the DMV here on this Sunday morning, rainy Sunday morning in the district. I will say this. I'm not a traffic guy, and I know that that probably doesn't come as a surprise to many folks. I'm a Marylander, home of the best drivers in the DMV. Honk, honk, if you're out there, don't honk too loud. You may scare somebody. But my commute to D.C. is always interesting, and I would describe the morning time as just a completely different beast than the afternoon time. And to take it a step further, I would describe weekend driving as a completely different animal than weekday driving. I was in traffic this morning. First of all, where the hell are you all going? Where were you going? There are not churches on the Beltway, so I know you're not using the Beltway to go to church. Some of you are. And if you are, find a worship center closer to your home. Get off the roads. It's Sunday morning. Darn it. But anywho, when it comes to the type of traffic I was in this morning, I hope some of you out there can understand this. This was traffic that was so bad, people get bored behind the wheel and start doing other things. I call it distracted traffic. You know what I'm talking about? The traffic that's so bad that you feel like, oh, might as well try to change my daughter's diaper in the middle of traffic.
I'm listening closely here, Linnell, because yeah. I'm about to learn this exact commute that you go on every day to get here.
Yes, you are.
When I move back home,
yeah,
I'm taking the beltway that way. I don't get this easy ride from College Park here anymore today.
Yeah,
it took
breeze.
Me 20 minutes today. No traffic at all.
Yeah, 20 minutes.
What are we looking at, an hour?
Depending on what time it is. Depending on what time of day it is. There's been times where it took me an hour and 40 minutes to get here. You know how ridiculous that is?
That's long.
To be 30 miles out? Ridiculous. 1-800-636-1067. RFK 2.0 is at the goal line, according to multiple different reports. The numbers that are out there that honestly get me excited because it feels like we're right on the doorstep of this thing getting done is as follows. The Commanders are ready to put forth the largest public investment in D.C.'s history. That public investment be north of $2.7 billion. From a percentage standpoint, Josh Harris and his 21 limited partners with the Commanders are trying to foot 76% of this bill and have the D.C. taxpayer pay the other 24%. That split between municipality and franchise is arguably the best split that we've seen for a sports stadium in the past 10, 15 years. So, Mayor Bowser wants this to get done for multiple different reasons. Legacy, she got to get something done. And, you know, this is something that would bring a lot of people together. I get it. I'm all on board for it. I do understand the other side of this thing, though, too, that there are questions. It's not like you're just dropping a Chipotle at the old RFK site. A business that's easy. You give me cash, I give you food. Boom. They're trying to make this, like I said, to a sports and entertainment Taj Mahal. Retail opportunities, affordable housing, you name it. They're trying to have it here in D.C. One thing that I know for sure is going to happen, this is why Roger Goodell was here last week when this thing was announced. The NFL wants the Super Bowl in the nation's capital, baby. The NFL wants to bring the Super Bowl to Chocolate City. You gotta dig what I'm saying. And I think it'll happen at some point. But the reason I bring that up is the Super Bowl is a possibility. WrestleMania is a possibility. The Olympics, even a possibility. To you as the fan, especially if you're a resident of D.C., because you're paying for this, which global sporting event are you most excited to see come to our nation's capital? 1-800-636-1067. Let's go to Ashton out in Florida. What's going on, Ashton?
Oh, hold on, Dad. I'm actually calling. Let me call you back.
Tell your dad you're on the radio, Ashton.
Hey, I'm sorry, man. I'm sorry. Hey, how y'all doing, fellas?
I'm good, man. First off,
long-time fan. I'm actually calling on my wife's phone because I'm out in Florida, obviously,
okay.
And listening on the Odyssey app. But wanted to call in and say, man, I may not personally care much about the logistics of the traffic and all that, obviously, because I'm 1,000 miles away. But the idea of a new stadium and the idea of watching March Madness or, you know, having something
yes.
that I can look at and say, that is, as a kid, that is the team that I am holding on to because that's the piece of home that I have in my heart all the way down in Florida. And looking and seeing it not be the dumpster fire that it currently is in the FedEx or whatever it's called now.
Northwest.
Northwest.
Yes,
sir. I cannot wait for that. So, you know, it sounds like it's going to get done. And obviously, this new ownership group is a godsend.
Yeah.
They're not having D.C. foot the entire build. You know, they're doing stuff that has never been done before. And, again, they're just making right move after right move. So, God bless, man.
Ask you real quick before we let you go, which sporting event would you be most excited to see? I know you mentioned the Final Four.
I think the Final Four, and I also think hot take here.
Give it to us. We love hot takes
here. I think World Cup.
Oh,
I'm not a big soccer guy.
Okay.
I'm not a big soccer guy, but I'm telling you right now, World Cup is watched probably the most out of every sporting event throughout the entire world.
Sure.
What a great way to put the city and just the stadium in the forefront. Yeah. So
I totally agree with you. Enjoy
yourself,
man. Enjoy the rest of your weekend. 1-800-636-1067. We'll take a quick timeout. When we come back, more of your calls. Which global sporting event are you most looking forward to seeing here in our nation's capital now that we know RFK 2.0 is in business? That's next. They're on the Fan. One 800-636-1067, the number. You can tweet at me as well. It's at NELL_BTP. Riding with the YIC here on this Sunday morning around the DMV. I'll take you up to 1 p.m. Eastern time. The DOC will have you from there. Nats baseball on tap later on this afternoon as well. I think it was it last night that they had the rain delay? They're out in Cincinnati taking on the Reds. Bats were on fire last night. 11 runs scored for the Curly W's as they all of a sudden are kind of turned the page again. I said it yesterday, Ben. It's like baseball is one of those sports. If you don't pay attention for about a week, you can really fall behind.
Yeah,
you really become unaware of what's going on.
Because they had 15 hits yesterday, they'll probably have three today.
Well, that's just the way that...
That's how the Nationals work right now.
That's the way that it goes. But it feels like ever since the NFL draft, like, I've been very checked out of Nats baseball. I did see...
Look, man, it's hard.
I did see Posch got finally assigned somewhere else so we can
honestly...
I mean, it's literally like a... It's like domestic terrorism.
I was so surprised they actually DFA'd him. He had to be DFA'd weeks ago, to be honest, but they finally did it. It's frustrating, man, because I was driving home the other night after calling Maryland baseball. I was driving back from Tyson's, and I was listening to the Nats. I heard Nathaniel Lowe's go-ahead homer against the Phillies, and then, of course, they blow it. Keibert Ruiz couldn't catch the one-hopper from Cruz to end the game, and, you know, that's been a subject. You know, that's been really prevalent amongst Nationals fans right now is that Keibert Ruiz is absolutely getting overused right now. He's catching almost every single day. I think he finally got the day off yesterday.
Is Riley Adams still?
They finally played him yesterday a little bit, but Keibert has caught like 90% of the games, and people think he's already out of gas right now.
Well, maybe it's because he's killing it at the plate.
I mean, he's not a good defensive catcher either. So honestly, why don't you DH Keibert a couple nights and then let Adams catch? It's an option.
That's probably an indictment on Riley Adams, honestly.
He had a big homer a couple nights ago.
Yeah. Alex Call had a hit yesterday, too.
James Woodland, four for six. He was 4 for 4 at one point.
Yeah, he is.
We know he's a superstar.
Off to a hell of a start. Question is, can they afford him? Johnny is in Fredericksburg. What's going on, Johnny?
Hey, man, thank you for taking my call.
Yes, sir.
As you were talking about the stadium, I want to say I'm from Virginia, dude. Like, I am so excited about the stadium being in D.C. I'm one of the few that probably wanted it in Virginia for selfish reasons, you know, for the locality. But, dude, going to Maryland from Virginia has been a beyond nightmare. Like, it's been ridiculous. I've been maybe two times in my life, and each time was just a complete miserable experience. But I will say the last time I went to RFK was back when I believe DC United was still playing. Mm-hmm. It's an easy location to get to, man. You go right off the Beltway and get like right in. It's like ridiculous. And I will say that this has been long overdue. It's a travesty that we cannot have a World Cup match in the nation's capital in like next year.
I
think that is like beyond disgusting, dude. Like, America can't have a World Cup match in the, like,
in
every other country
capital?
Does it. Like, every other country does it, dude. Like, it's beyond ridiculous. And, like, I love soccer. Like, every 4 years, dude, I get so hyped for the World Cup. You know what I mean? Like, so for us, when we finally got a chance, like, I already knew RFK wasn't going to get a site. It's disgusting, you know? I'm so excited, dude. Future WrestleManias, all that stuff. Like, it's needed. You know, my kid's 6 or 7 years old. I'm excited to take him to these Commanders games coming up and everything. I have no problems with that. But, yeah, like, I'm really excited.
I'm glad that you brought up the World Cup, Johnny, because I'm not a huge soccer guy, if I'm being real with you. Yeah. But I understand the global phenomenon that is, you know, soccer. So people would be certainly excited about that. And then you bring up a good point. You know, when we're hosting the Olympics, I mean, when we're hosting the World Cup, we can't even have matches in our nation's capital. Like you said, every other country does it.
It's a travesty, dude. I know a lot of people talk about the World Cup, but for me, it is the best championship in all of sports. It like brings the whole world together, dude. Like, I remember multiple times I've been hitting up bars, dude. I'm speaking up like people in Germany, Russia, dude, and we're just watching the game, like, enjoying it.
I don't know if this was the last World Cup, though. The way that Navy Yard handled it, I don't know how familiar you are with the Navy Yard area. Bars were open 24/7 during the World Cup, the last time it was around. So people love their soccer, man, and I think sportsbooks love the World Cup as well, man. I know a lot of people that want a lot of money that don't know a lick about soccer, Johnny, so that's just the way that it goes, brother. I appreciate you giving us the call, man. Enjoy the rest of your weekend. 1-800-636-1067. The World Cup. As we've taken a lot of calls on this at this point, it feels like maybe this is recency bias because the last two calls have been that way. Do you think the World Cup is the event that the people are most excited for?
I'm with you, Linnell, on this because I'm not a huge, like, soccer fan by any means. I'll support the U.S. team, I guess, when they're the World Cup. The U.S. team is they kind of embarrass me a lot, actually, when I watch them. But it's beside the point. But
I was about to say, oh no,
people get so up in arms about the World Cup because as a college student, you said the 24/7 bars. Uh-huh. We had lines out the door at all of the bars in College Park at 7 in the morning. I know it's college students are just looking for an excuse to get up and
to
drink
hammered
at 7 in the morning. But still, everybody was wearing USA stuff and going crazy for it, and they didn't even watch any of the qualifiers, any of the friendlies, any of that stuff.
Of course not.
That's just the phenomena that you bring up with the World Cup. I think people get so enamored with it that it might be the premier thing that people would want to see just because of an international perspective it would bring to the nation's capital.
You know what? You know what you just reminded me of? And this is you're tapped into the youngest in charge, so you're gonna hear me say things that you probably wouldn't hear my contemporaries say. Talking about the older folks that I work with here, my big brothers, as I like to call them. You mentioned the World Cup just an excuse for people to get hammered early in the morning. First of all, the 24-hour bar thing was just nuts. Could you imagine how much cheese people are raking in if you're open 24/7? It's crazy. I looked at the calendar, though, and I thought, damn, I've had a very chill weekend, Ben. I was on Friday nationally on the Infinity Sports Network sitting in for my guy Zach Gelb. Yesterday I was here noon to 3, went home, chilled out, watched some basketball. We'll talk about James Harden here a little bit. In a second, but, you know, had to turn it back around quickly, sat in traffic this morning, and I look at the calendar, I have to get hammered at some point. Tomorrow's Cinco de Mayo.
Oh, man.
This is like Cinco de Mayo weekend. I'm 27 and old and cold. 25-year-old me, college me. I may have been hammered all weekend.
I mean, I'll take you out in College Park, but I don't know if you're going to want to come out there with me.
Well, I have a love-hate relationship with College Park because
you're a little too unk for it. I know you're the youngest in charge,
I think you're
a little too old actually to come to bench with me.
Damn,
I don't know. We can make the
perspective that you're.
Let's go when I move back home. Let's go to Cinco de Mayo in the Kentlands.
So that is that a thing?
I mean, it's there. I actually never been. I go to Doghouse and
Vina. Oh, you're talking about Cinco de Mayo, the Spanish restaurant.
Yes.
First of all, Doghouse is ridiculously good.
I love it.
I've had it once.
Love Dog. Hey, great pitcher deals as well.
Oh, at Doghouse. Yeah, I had it.
You and I will get some pitchers there.
For sure.
We're going to get Ant there as well.
Well, you got one thing you'll learn about our our young colleague, Anthony Haney. He is, he just flies by the seat of his pants. So it'd be very hard to. You see, we've been trying to schedule a basketball game ever since you started working here. Mm-hmm. Hasn't happened.
He said that if we went out, he'd be buying all the drinks for everybody.
Yeah, I bet he would, his rich ass. He better be buying us drinks. Anthony has multiple jobs. I'm out here. Aaron, Anthony Haney's dick comes out on a Sunday morning.
A chill weekend? Chill. When's the last time you had a chill weekend?
Well, Ben, you'll realize.
Every time I...
You're still in that phase, man. Like,
I love when I wake up in the morning at like 6:30 on a school day. And I see your Instagram story 4 hours ago. You're like, we're live 2 to 6 a.m. here on the Infinity Sports Net. I'm like, what?
What are you doing?
I was asleep.
Does the guy sleep?
You did a whole show, and I was asleep the whole time. That's how the hours you've been working.
But what you'll notice, Ben, is you just call me Unk. That was crazy. But what you'll notice...
Well, I'm the youngest here now.
But you are. You are officially the yick, as we like to call it. But what you'll notice, you're still in college, so like you still have the fever, as I call it.
Two more weeks.
Going out gets old very quickly.
I know.
And you have a girlfriend. Now I'm exposing you to the world. So the motivation for going out is not going to be there. It's going to just become a lot of chill days with you and your significant other watching sports. It's probably how that's going to end up going. That's just how the world works.
Before you get to a break, do you want to know something? My girlfriend was actually on the air on Grand Danny.
Yeah, that just made.
I'll tell you about in the break.
So yeah, you heard what our producer said. He controls things. I'm just here. We're gonna take a time out. When we come back, I do want to get into the burgundy and gold, football wise. Enough about the stadium. We're gonna talk some ball. Which position group most desperately needs outside help post NFL draft? We'll chew on that next. You're on the Fan.